Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Samantha, I think you just spit on me. I think you just got some spit on me, because my coat feels a little bit damp, like just right by my pocket. Nice. The beauties of podcasting in the car.
I did just have a steep tea, so...
For those of you who maybe don't think that the rumor is true, I got spitty coat to prove it. Just saying.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You have to shame me.
Samantha, how's your week been?
You know what, Lisa? It's a better week now.
Oh, why?
Because my Betty, she got her recall done.
Thank God. I'm safe.
So you're safe. Oh, I don't care about that.
Nice.
I only care about Betty.
Really?
Yeah. I took her to the dealership, the Honda dealership, and I was like, it's okay, honey. People are going to touch you that don't know you. But it's okay. Mommy says it's okay.
Mommy says you can be touched.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Just say.
Oh, my God.
Smith, I actually had to have a little chuckle when you sent me, because you sent me two funny text messages. One you sent me the day before Betty was going in to let me know that you were taking Betty to get it washed because she was going to be meeting some friends and some relatives at the Honda dealership.
Yep.
And then I had to laugh because then, yesterday, I actually got a message from Betty.
Yes, you did.
Letting me know that she was sorry that she'd been keeping me unsafe all this time, but didn't really know about it. Thank God for the letter.
Thank God.
Right? So Betty's good?
Yes, Betty's good.
We're safe? You can drive like a maniac, and God forbid there's an accident, I'm okay.
No, driving like a maniac.
Okay, good. That's encouraging.
No. Betty's all good, though.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. Well, okay, ask me.
Lisa, how's your week been?
So I loved my Tuesday so much, Samantha.
Yes, I know.
Right? I tweeted it. I Instagrammed it.
Oh, God.
I counted it down. Oh, I didn't eat much for lunch that day because I knew I was having pancakes because it was Pancake Tuesday. I also know it's called Shrove Tuesday, too, but we claim to not really be a religious show. So we're going to just...
I did ask you. You did. When did you turn Catholic?
And what did I say? And I replied, yes, you did. You texted me because I texted you saying, so are you having pancakes tonight?
And I'm like, no, hell no.
When did you turn Catholic? And I replied back, I'm not, but out of respect for pancakes, I will be eating them.
I'm like, of course you are.
Yes, and I had six.
Oh my God.
I ate six pancakes.
You can barely eat two when we go for breakfast.
Yeah, but it's Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, so more effort was needed.
Yeah, you have to up your game. You got to up your game on Pancake Tuesday.
Okay, so if you ate pancakes on Tuesday,
yeah,
what did you give up on Wednesday? Because it's the start of Lent.
I gave up some sleep. I gave up some sleep.
No.
No, I didn't give up anything because I'm not Catholic. No.
Right? Well, you were all about Pancake Tuesday.
Yeah, but I didn't Lent it. I didn't Lent it. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's still under advisement. There might be something I give up. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay.
I'm just saying, right?
So you're not like hardcore Catholic. You're just Catholic when it's important.
I just wanted to support the pancakes.
Well, you
out
did
there.
Also support the Pope.
And I did, right? Remember when there was a new pope and when they were voting for a pope? Remember, I was like so super tuned into that. I watched it around the clock. I think I even took a day off.
I believe I said that God appreciated your attentiveness.
That's right.
He'll take it when he can get it.
I was waiting for the puff of smoke, right? And super excited because that's something that never happened before in my lifetime.
That's true.
Right?
You're so weird that way.
But guess what's happening?
What?
Oh, Samantha. Hmm? Grandma's getting old. Grandma's getting old. You know what
I mean? You, right?
Yeah, you know what I think? I think I got the arthritis. I think I caught the arthritis.
Betty, I got the arthritis. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
I think I caught it. I think I caught it. My hands are sore.
Oh
my hip is sore.
Oh, my God. My hip is sore.
You might have caught it, too.
My back is sore. It's sore all the time.
It's because we're getting old.
And it's cold.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's warm, it's cold. It's warm, it's cold. It's snowing, it's not. It's this, it's that.
And that's
it's like, fuck off.
That's what's killing me, right? So here's the thing, right? So I'm at the bus stop, right? Because I take the bus. Mm-hmm. It's minus 44 today, right?
Today it was minus 44?
Yeah. When you go on the bus in the
Shut
morning.
Up.
Yeah, because it was like minus 36 and then minus 44 with the wind chill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there I am, still trying to look cool. No toque, no scarf. Be like an idiot.
Is that what it is?
It's like the winter's version of the sunburned asshole, right? So now I'm just an asshole with no toque and shit like that on, hey?
Right?
That's what it is, right?
Oh,
it's like the winter version of the asshole, but I wanted to look cool. But my dress pants are so friggin' thin, Right? So it's like, I tell you, it feels like as though my legs are starting to burn. It feels like as though I'm not even wearing pants. And friends of the podcast, don't visualize that because that's not my intention.
Nope.
However, if you were going to visualize any part of me without something on, my legs would be the part to do.
It's the skinniest.
The smallest part. The best contained part. So if you're going to, I guess the visual's not that horrible.
Oh my God.
But grandma's getting old.
I feel the same way because I come home from work, I find my beanbag, you know, you can go put the beanbag in the microwave and make it warm.
Yeah.
That thing is with me until I go to bed.
Wow, we are at such different places in our adult 48 and 49-year-old lives.
You're always hot.
I'm like in a tank top and a capri pajama set and a fan on, and you're nestled in with the beanbag.
Yeah, and my faux fur blankie on my couch, and I'm just like, I'm not going anywhere. That beanbag's on my back, it's on my ass, it's on my wherever, and I'm just like, it's like...
See?
Not going anywhere.
And I'm just popping pills.
And all I want to do is bring the beanbag with me to work.
You can't.
I feel like now it's like you're safe. You know how you have a safety blanket?
So it's like your safety blanket?
Like that kid with the pillow or the blanket that had to go everywhere, or the toy. I feel like my beanbag is that
me. If you start sucking your thumb, I'm going to have some more.
No, I'm not going to start sucking my thumb.
I'm just saying, right? That's supposed to be comfort. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Grandma?
I know, right?
How's your hip?
Oh, not good. Not good. What did I say to the lady at the restaurant the other day? Right? They had a menu and it showed different days and it showed one of the days.
Thursday was Senior's Day.
Senior's Day? And what did I do? I said, my hip tells me I get that special today. And the lady laughed, but she didn't budge.
No.
She did not. Apparently my youthful looks say otherwise.
Yes, you're so youthful looking, Lisa.
Which is surprising because can you not see the bags under my eyes, Samantha?
Yeah.
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 Do you know why?
Because you're old.
No, because I'm working the split shift. That's why I have the bags under my eyes.
You're not working the split shift.
I have been.
No, you haven't.
I have. But I want to tell you about something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you check our Instagram?
Yes, I do.
Did you see?
You know,
did you see?
We have a couple of regular commenters on our Instagram.
Love that.
And they're so awesome.
Love them.
But Sweet Pea, she left a good one.
Sweet Pea _65. So, friends of the podcast, as you know, we podcast from the car. We podcast into a phone.
We do.
And I don't ever claim to be perfect, because I'm not. I make mistakes, too. But but Sweet Pea...
Really? Sorry. Roll it back.
Yeah. Okay, I take that
back. Oh, my God. You make a mistake?
Every now and then.
Lisa.
And not often.
Stop it.
Not often.
You're off your game.
I know.
You're so perfect.
And I was last week a little bit, because I guess on the phone...
And you're not catching on to that sarcasm,
no,
are you?
You know what? I've learned to ignore it. I know, I understand where it comes from. I see your mug. Mm-hmm. Okay, but, so Sweet Pea 65. So she listens, she's in the UK and she listens to the podcast.
Yes.
Okay? And she was saying that whenever she listens to it late at night, right, like whenever we release it, because she's 6 hours ahead, it dings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was listening to it and then she could hear a phone, I guess, vibrating. And she thought maybe it was her husband's phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. And then she said it was her phone, and it wasn't. Well, guess what? I apparently forgot to take it off that setting on the phone when we recorded. Yeah. Apparently I like to vibrate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So she sent us a message letting us know. Mm-hmm. And she thought it was, like, hilarious.
That he had set your phone to vibrate and forgot.
And I forgot to take it off. So I guess randomly, I guess as the podcast played, it must have, like, been vibrating, or it must have been able to hear the vibration.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that, like, high? Look at I, like, wrecked their sleep. I wrecked people in the UK's sleep.
But she also said something really funny, too.
Yeah.
About the fact now she's got her husband listening to the podcast.
Yes, which is awesome.
But. I don't want to talk about it because you're going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
But you better talk about it.
Her husband, because of you, Lisa, is now watching Fortune and Fire. Oh my
yes.
God.
And he's using the catchphrases. Right? It will kill. It will chop. It will cut.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's horrible.
Kevin and I need to hook up and make us a sword out of, like, some Damascus steel.
Oh my God.
Right? And quench it. That's what we need to do.
Okay, it's bad enough that when I saw my mother the other day, she too admitted that she's now watching Forge and Fire because of you.
Right?
Enough.
I know.
Enough with the craziness. Stop it.
But you know.
You can't make a sword. You don't know what to do, and you will never ever have a forge.
You know what?
Lay it to rest.
I'm not laying. I never. I will always hold out hope. Right? There's one wish. If I win the lottery, Samantha, I'm buying a forge.
No. When I win the lottery and I maybe give you a quarter of what's happening, you can build your own.
That's fine. I'll take the quarter, but then I'll come with you. So then I get all of it.
No.
With you. Yeah.
That's no,
how we,
no, no,
that's
no.
how we roll.
You didn't buy coffee. It's all mine.
No. Okay.
You
don't even start.
You didn't buy me coffee.
Because you didn't.
All I said to you is you need to buy me coffee. No. And then you're in on Friday's draw.
And what did I say to you? You still owe me from last week's lunch. So we're even.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
That was last week. No, this is this week.
No, the debt doesn't stop week by week. Right? So, sorry, Mr. Visa. That was last week that I owed you $10,000. This week,
it's new. I'm not talking about a credit card. I'm talking about you owing me enough money to pay for your half of the ticket.
No. Take it out of the winnings. Take it out of the winnings, Samantha.
I'm keeping all the winnings, so I'm good.
Samantha, you know what? You're making my head hurt. You're making me tired.
I know why you're tired.
I know, because I'm working the split shift.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
It's Lisa, when you get up to watch TV at 5 in the morning, that's not called work. That's called I'm stupid. I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch the Olympics.
Don't say it's stupid. Say it's patriotic.
Thank you. PBR it.
No, no. That's the problem with the Olympics not being in North America, which I think they always should be. Okay? I'm just saying. Just makes it a little bit easier.
Put it out there.
Just makes it a little easier for me.
Oh, my God.
Right? So, I get up at 5, watch the Olympics till I get ready for work.
Yes,
and then when I come home from work, right? So, I hear about it intermittently through the day. Mm-hmm. Then when I come home from work, Samantha, they have, like, the highlight show. So, then I rewatch it. But I don't want to only watch the highlight show because then it's like, oh, I don't feel very patriotic. I'm just saying.
You're so weird.
I know, and I'm so tired.
And working, it's not working. It's called getting up at 5 o'clock, still in the pajamas, not really going to work.
I know, but listen.
When I go to work at 5, I get up at 3.
Well, you know what?
To go to work at 5. And I actually start work at 5.
Well, you know what? You have a little ponytail that makes it a bit easier for you. I don't even have that. Right? I don't
even
get that.
You're not going to work at 5. You're getting from your bed to your chair.
To my chair.
You go from laying down to sitting.
Yes. And because I do that so much, you know what I feel I need to do?
What?
I want to learn how to knit.
What has that got to do with the Olympics?
Because it's like, I don't want to be lazy while I'm watching all these competitors compete. So I want to...
Watching the Olympics is making you feel lazy?
Yeah, so I thought if I took up knitting, I could like knit, and then I'm doing something productive while they're doing something productive.
Oh my God.
That's what I thought.
I cannot see you with your fingers and your like... My dog needles. Dog with a puffy white tail.
Got my knitting needles.
No, not like...
That's what I think.
You should see what she's doing right now.
It's like I'm... It's like
her fist. She's like, going back and forth.
It's like I'm getting salad from the salad bowl.
No, you're not.
No, I'm rowing a boat. A little more like that.
Right? Oh, my God. But
I'm just saying.
You look ridiculous.
Well, you know what?
You will never learn how to knit. Okay. You're not that girl. Mm. You have the attention span of a gnat.
You mean of a knit.
Gnat!
I just want to
do a nitwit, maybe. But...
Oh, nice! I just thought it might just be like and then I could like make you a scarf. I could make scarves.
I don't need a
or like tea cozies. Oh,
no,
I can make tea cozies.
Mom would love a tea cozy.
Well, if I figure out how to knit, I bet you I can YouTube it.
Okay.
All right.
I got something. Okay, you're watching the Olympics.
Yes.
I'm watching Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, we're at opposite ends of the TV world right now, too. Hey,
totally are.
This 3 week time period, we are not. We're not on the same page.
No, I'm only interested in the good figure skating, which I consider ice dancing.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I'm interested in.
Yes, that's very true.
So everything else is like a lot.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No. Okay, Big Brother. Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother. I realized I cannot watch it while it airs. I have to PVR it because parts of it I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I only care when Ross is scheming and he's winning stuff.
So you want to fast forward through the bad stuff.
So I fast forward through the bad stuff.
Okay.
And only listen to his stuff because he's funny.
Okay.
And he has really good commentary.
Really?
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's a super funny guy.
He's funny, but I am not watching that show. I can't do it.
And I love it. And Ross is playing a great game.
I told Mike that you were watching it and you only, why the hell is she watching that shit?
Oh, Micah.
Good question. I'm like, because she likes Ross Matthews.
I like Ross, and I'm cheering for Ross.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going for it. Also, one more thing.
Okay.
totally, totally obsessed with a show called 911.
What is that?
It's a show that was created by the guys who wrote American Horror Story and American Crime Story.
And did it just start?
It started in January.
And there's already six episodes.
I'm waiting for the new one next week.
And
it's going to be awesome.
How come I'm just hearing about this now?
I told you about it.
No, you never did.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
Because normally I would watch it. Why am I not watching it?
Because you have other stuff to watch.
In January? What was I watching in January? You never told me. You purposely never told me about a new show.
What? Not tell you about it. I just started watching it.
Do you think it's in January?
Because it has Connie Britton, Peter Krause, Angela Bassett. Oh my God, they're so good in this show.
They're
so good.
And I like Cops and Robbers, and you didn't think I'd like
911? Well, no, it's about first responders.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. You didn't think I'd like it? Nice.
Whatever.
Nice. I hope it gets canceled.
You can go back and watch episodes.
I don't got time for that.
And it won't get canceled because the people who created what you watch, which is O.J. Simpson and the Versace story, created this.
Odd then that you, knowing my background with that type of stuff, chose to leave me out. Wow.
It's called Channel Surf 2.
I think we need to move past this.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Oh, calm down.
I'm just saying. I'm not watching. Out of principle now, I'm not watching that show.
Well, you're missing a really good show, Lisa.
Well, you know what? I'm watching other really good shows.
Fine.
Samantha.
Whatever.
So take that. I'm just saying. Right?
Whatever. You don't like new things anyways.
No,
you don't. You don't like new things. This is why you keep going back to, like, serial killer stuff. Which is why you watch O.J. Simpson and the Versace story.
I like a good killer.
You do.
It's not that I don't like new things.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You're lying.
No, okay. I'm kind of lying.
Yes, you are.
Because I have an issue.
Why?
I have an issue with the new Big Mac.
They added bacon.
Yeah, that's my issue. That's my issue, Samantha.
You love bacon. How can you have an issue with that?
Not on the Big Mac. You don't take perfection and add something to it. So you're kind of right. I kind of don't like a lot of new things.
You really don't.
But I love bacon. But you know what? Bacon and the Big Mac sauce? Nope. They don't go together.
Yes, they do.
No, bacon on its own. Bacon and mixed in with the sauce, they don't go hand in hand.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
I don't know why I know that.
Tell me.
Because I ate one.
When did you eat one? Did you really?
I did.
And you never. And again, you never told me about that.
I was saving it because you were so like, oh my God, why they add bacon to the Big Mac? And I'm like, I'm never telling her that I ate one.
And you just did. And did you hate it?
I loved it. It tasted good.
I think I hate
because
you.
Because I don't have the weird sentimentality about a Big Mac.
Where do they put the bacon? What part of the Big Mac?
The top.
So bun, patty, bun, bacon?
I think so.
Mm. Just one piece of bacon?
No, there was like a couple.
No.
It was good.
Nope.
It was tasty.
Nope.
Really?
No.
You are like a curmudgeon.
Not with the sauce.
You're a curmudgeon.
I'm not. I'm not at all. But I just think that you don't need to take and add to the Big Mac. It does just fine on its own.
You're being weird about food.
I just think it should be left alone. I think, you know what I think, Samantha? I think that the food from McDonald's should just be left alone and we should just eat like we ate in the 80s. Eat the good food from the McDonald's.
Yes, because there was such good food from McDonald's.
Yes. Okay. In the 80s, Samantha, right?
Here we go.
There was the McPizza.
Oh, girl. I hated that.
I loved the McPizza.
Oh, God, it was disgusting.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
It hurts my heart a little bit.
No, because we don't agree about the McRib. So, like, why would I like the McPizza?
Listen, don't talk about the McRib because in 1981, the McRib came out. Right? And the McRib is so near and dear to my heart.
No, it's disgusting.
No, it's a product of restructured meat technology.
Oh,
yeah. It's not disgusting.
That is.
Did you have one?
The thought of it.
Did you eat one? You never had one. No.
It's slimy and gross.
Mm-mm. It has a cult-like following.
Cult.
Yeah. It's not slimy at all.
Yeah.
No.
I think it is.
No.
Yeah.
And then there was the McNuggets, and they came out in 1983.
Okay, and I don't totally hate the McNuggets, but I don't totally love them
either. I love a good McNugget.
No.
And then do you remember the McDLT?
That didn't last very long.
No. You know why?
Why?
Because it was of the special container. Right, so the special container, remember, because it had the hot side hot and the cool side cool, and it was like in a
How do you remember remember
this. I just remember weird shit like that.
Because you ate McDonald's every day in the 1980s?
No, I just remember. But so it was discontinued because it had a special styrofoam container. Because it was, like, longer, right? Because it had two sections to it.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it got kicked to the curb because of environmental reasons.
Kicked to the curb.
The McRib disappeared in 85, but resurfaces everywhere but here.
It came back a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know. And then it taunts me through the app. I don't want to go there. I don't want to talk about it. Samantha, don't make me talk about it, please. Please don't make me talk about the McRib anymore. Okay?
I think it's funny you're that attached to, like,
so attached.
Processed food.
Just the McRib. The McRib, really.
Ugh.
Right? I'm just saying.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, but the 80s, even though McDonald's apparently launched some weird food in the 80s.
Yummy food.
Gave us so much more joy.
The 80s were like...
They were the best.
That was where we were our happiest.
The 80s is known as... The decade of greed is good.
And greed is good.
Greed is good. Yeah. That was the attitude that defined the decade.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. Yeah. Well, that
wasn't, you don't need to show me the money. I got the money. That's what it was.
It was defined by
Reaganomics.
Neon.
Yeah.
Shoulder pads. Big ass hair.
MTV. Okay.
Oh my God. Duran. Oh my God.
Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
Pac-Man?
Yes.
Ranch Dressing?
I don't understand that.
That was a big thing in the 80s.
Really?
It was invented in the 80s.
No.
Yes.
It wasn't around in the 70s?
No.
Really?
In the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. And then my 80s ended up with the invention of wine coolers. Remember those? Those were yummy.
Yes, I remember.
Remember in Canada, we had like Rockaberry cooler and Canada cooler?
Right? Rockaberry Canada
cooler. Remember, and it came in like a big 2-liter, yeah. Like a pop, and yeah. You just,
yes.
Like...
Yes,
chug
yes,
it back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I remember going to Confetti's here in Saskatoon, and we'd be so cool, we'd order wine coolers at the bar, even though we weren't old enough to be there yet because we're only 18.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, talking about not being old enough to be at the bar, we used to be able to like fake our driver's licenses, eh?
What?
Yeah, because they weren't plastic like you guys had here. I don't remember exactly, but we were able to like kind of cut and add things to change our birth dates. And you'd take... So say I would take my sister's picture, my older sister's picture,
uh-huh.
And I'd put it... I was able to put her picture over my picture, and then they'd look at it and they'd think... something. It was something weird like that.
That's a bit of a shyster move.
Yeah, it was really shyster. Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really shyster.
Lisa, I feel like we're learning a little bit of a class with you.
Samantha, I was a badass. I was a badass kid. Like, not bad, like, getting into breaking the law. I never got caught, but, like, not bad, but kind of.
But I think you love the 80s, not just for all the weird, like, technological and entertainment value.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this was a good decade for history for you.
Yeah, cause so much
you're
happened.
You're kind of a history nerd.
I'm a history girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm nerd. A history buff.
Nerd.
Buff.
Nerd.
Buff.
Nerd.
Buff.
Nerd.
Buff.
Okay. Nerd.
Buff.
Because this was your Ronald Reagan.
I loved me some Ronald Reagan.
Ronnie.
Yeah, completely. There was like so much going on in the world during the 80s. It was awesome.
Because he was the president for the bulk of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then who happened after him?
Who came after Ronald Reagan? Good question. Now my mind is... Oh, George Sr.
George Sr.?
Yeah.
Georgie.
Then Bill Clinton.
Then Billy.
Then...
Then George W.
Then Junior.
Junior.
Then Barack.
Barack.
And then now we don't talk any more about it after that. And that's in Canada. Imagine what the Americans must think.
Yeah, that's true. But okay, so Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Assassinated. Or not.
Attempted.
Assassination.
Yeah. That was so cool. Like in a bad way. Really bad way.
In a bad way.
But so cool.
So cool. But yeah. Bad.
But bad.
But bad.
But bad.
And I feel like the 80s was when Lisa... The news whore was launched.
Yeah.
Because CNN launched.
Yeah. You know, like, CNN became so big, and, like, things like the Berlin Wall, mm-hmm. like, you know, tear down that wall. That was a big thing.
Well, because now it became 24-hour news, right?
Yeah.
So they feel like CNN was the downfall of news.
Wow.
Because...
Oh, that seems a little harsh.
Well, because it brought on a whole new level of what people thought of as news.
Yeah, but it was wonderful. It was on all the time.
And it still is.
Still is on all the time. You know?
But I love the fact that we got music videos.
Oh, it was MTV.
Oh my God.
I
was attached to the TV whenever there was like a TV show of music videos.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, rah, right there.
Used to do like what I used to do where I would like tape the videos.
Yes.
Right? And then you'd have them on like your
VHS.
Yeah, right? So then, Dance to Madonna. Yeah, so then when like mom and dad weren't home, you'd like plug in the video and you'd like just watch all your videos that you were like recording. Right? The whole tape would just be like.
Sit there with your pony, your side pony. Oh,
I never had a side pony, but that's you. That would be you for sure.
I never had a side pony. That looked ridiculous. But I did have scrunchies.
But it didn't look ridiculous on Chrissy Snow.
No.
Right?
No.
Chrissy Snow could pull off the side pony.
I think only certain people can pull off
the
side pony.
I think only her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, okay. I think I might have owned a fanny pack.
I feel like that was probably part of my wardrobe. I know, hey? I think it was so, but they were so cool because it was like, but now you imagine us in a fanny pack now with our bellies.
Oh my God.
It'd be like, not pretty.
Oh.
It would just be like, it wouldn't sit right. And then it's just one more thing to chafe. Right?
Oh. But they were one more pretty, thing to gather sweat.
Yeah, right? One more, yeah, exactly. But they were pretty cool though.
Okay, I remember this outfit that I bought. It was this jacket. I loved it. It had like matching crazy leggings with it. It was like multicolored leggings.
Wow.
I thought I was a cat's meow. And this jacket, I think, might have been hot pink.
Yeah.
And it had shoulder pads for days.
Wow.
And
I think
I was going to some kind of wedding or something. And I thought I was all that. My hair was big. I had big gold earrings. Nice. I was like, oh, and my shoes were like gold.
That's so hard to picture because you wear nothing gold.
No, nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
Nothing.
My hair was big. Everything was, oh God.
You were like final netting it to death, that hair.
I don't think I used final net.
What did you use? Like VO5?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like it was pretty hardcore.
Alberto.
Like my hair was pretty.
Like two steps away from heaven?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Right? Like I just hit the wall on my bangs. Did you tease them?
Yes.
Did you?
Oh my God, yeah.
I didn't have big hair. I had
did all of that.
I had that hair that was like swooped over one side. Covered my eye. Took a long time to grow that hair.
Okay, I believe you told me you were a preppy.
I was completely a preppy. 100% head to toe prep. Yeah.
I was more of
Madonna-ish.
Yeah. I was kind of more of that girl.
Yeah.
But I could totally see you. Did you wear like all of the cool clothes?
Yeah, absolutely. Like everything was like Ralph Lauren or like Lacoste. Or do you like remember like the United Colors of Benetton?
Yeah.
All of it.
Esprit.
And then funny, I got to work. I worked for Esprit for a few years later on in my life too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But it was like, and everything, it was either like a pair of tree torn sneakers or a loafer, like a penny loafer. Mm-hmm. That was the big look.
How about your boat shoes?
Always my boat
shoes. You lament about a boat shoe now.
I know, but in good conscience, I can't do it now. That's a polo
shirt. Do you feel
that
the time is done?
Yeah.
The time is coming to you.
Because remember, don't you remember a couple years ago? Like, I wanted, like, those boat shoes so bad. And every year, and last year, too, I kind of, like, I spent a lot of time, like, looking at them, and I'm like.
And finally, I walk away because I'm like, you're never going to buy them.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if in good conscience I can go to the boat shoe.
You always buy Converse.
I know, because I'm kind of cool and funky that way.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Stuck in your old ways. You don't like change.
I don't like change.
No, you don't.
But when I make a change, I make a big change. Yeah, and like polo shirts in every color.
Okay.
I had my Swatch watch on.
Yes. Oh my God, who didn't own a Swatch watch?
Exactly.
Because they were apparently affordable. I'm like, I don't even remember how much
But you know
cost.
What I didn't have that everybody else had?
Mm.
I never had a jean jacket.
Oh, I totally did.
Yeah.
You even did that. Acid wash.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I
have a picture in my mind.
Of you?
Of acid wash jeans.
Nice.
A matching jean jacket and big ass hair. And I think I was really into hot pink.
Nice.
And I'm like.
It's a good look, Samantha, yeah. I bet.
And I'm thinking I might have worn some crazy ass lipstick too back then.
Probably.
Too.
You know what I love?
And I had a perm.
Oh.
Perms were big.
Wow.
Tease the shit out of that.
Wow, hey.
Not now. My hair is flat like
a What color was your hair then?
Blonde.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going back.
Going back. You're going back. And you know what I loved? Big baggy white shorts with a shaker knit sweater.
I love the shaker knit sweater.
Right? Like that big shaker knit sweater that was like a little bit big. And then you had on your like preppy shorts. It was like the best look in July.
Everybody wore that.
Everybody had
Everybody
it.
Everybody wore that. Because you know what? I believe if I were to go to my parents' house and dig through the photos, there is family photos of me and these black and white speckled pants, but I had a hot pink shaker knit sweater with like Madonna-esque pearl things happening and like bangles and shit. Oh. Big ass hair.
I know, right? You probably were like, holiday, celebrate, right? If you took a holiday.
You know what? The '80s were fun.
The '80s were super fun.
They were radical. I didn't care.
No.
We did whatever we wanted.
I didn't go anywhere without my Varney sunglasses on.
Ray-Ban.
It was Varney. It was more about the Varney.
But I owned parachute pants.
Did you? I never did.
MC Hammer.
I never did.
MC Hammer pants.
No.
I owned a black pair. I worked for Le Chateau.
Yes.
Had a pair.
You had some. Okay, but here's my question for you. What did your house look like in the '80s?
Oh, God. Who didn't have ugly floor furniture?
Because it was carried over from the '70s. So even though in the '80s we all had money, we all kept that ugly couch.
We kept that
rust-colored, ugly, floral-printed couch stayed with us in the '80s.
Because it was still functional.
It was still functional.
It was totally fine.
Yeah.
But your TV was encased in
a big piece of wood.
Big piece of wood.
Which was weird.
And your stereo too.
Yeah.
Or if your parents, because my parents were young parents.
Yeah.
We had.
Parents were young parents.
No, your parents were young parents. But my parents had a stereo stand with, like, the LP.
Oh.
With the turntable and
stuff. Yeah.
And then, of course, in our decade was tape recorder.
Like, the dual tape recorder, the Ghetto Blaster.
Yeah, and the Ghetto Blaster.
Sony Walkman.
But remember the kids who came to school with Ghetto Blaster?
Yeah, I was one of them. I took it. Taking it with me. Play it in the hallway. You're super cool that way.
To Hollywood.
Yeah, super cool that way.
Oh my God. Because I told you I got a turntable for Christmas,
yes,
right? So
yeah.
I got all my records.
Yeah.
The only record I really cared that I still had was the Go-Go's. Because they were my people.
They were cool.
They were my people.
They were okay.
You got the beat. Oh my God, I loved it. I play it all the time now.
I'm sure you do. And you probably dance around like you're 20.
I do.
Which is kind of scary.
But you know what? The 80s... I just have to appreciate... Okay, no one wants to do neon. I mean, I don't ever want to go back
there. No, it shouldn't come back.
But it did come back a little bit.
But it shouldn't.
Because, like, parachute pants came back, but just in the form of like, drop pants. Drop...
But everything... They say everything does come back at some point, right?
Yeah, because I think shoulder pads tried to make a comeback, too.
And I think some... Yeah, and I think some of the... I think some of the food from the 80s stuck around. Right? Like, you can still... Like they say that the 80s were really, really well known for, like, Sloppy Joes.
Yeah, that's probably what
Manwich.
I started. Manwich.
Remember Manwich?
Well, it's still around, though.
I think it's disgusting. Mushy bread. It's all it is, a mushy bread sandwich. And my dad used to make what was called weenie beanie.
What the hell is that?
Weenie beanie was like pork and beans. And instead of whatever, he did the beans and then he cut up wieners. Mm-hmm. And he put it all into a big pot. And it was, hey, you kids, mom's away. You want some weenie beanie? We'd be like, woohoo, weenie beanie for supper. Loved us some weenie beanie. Shout out to Gord. Shout out to Gord there with his weenie beanie.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
What kind of car did you drive? Because you obviously would have driven a car in high school.
Yeah, I drove. So here's the funny thing, friends of the podcast. I had an awesome car. I had a Chevette.
You had a Chevette?
And it was fire engine red. Now, some people will say that it seemed to have some tinges of orange. But it didn't. It was fire engine red. And that car had the best stereo in it. Mm-hmm. It was like soup. That car meant business. That car was so well known. Fire engine red Chevette. Its name was actually called, it was Pee Wee.
Pee Wee?
That's what they called it, Pee Wee. I had a license plate that said Pee Wee on it. And that car could hold so much booze. It could hide so much booze because it was a hatchback. And when you lifted up the hatch, there was like just stuff to hide your booze in. It was like, it was meant for like an underage drinker.
Like you.
Like me. I love that car. Well, I would still drive that car today if it existed.
Okay.
What about you?
Now I think, I drove the coolest car.
Wouldn't be cooler than a Chevette.
No, it was pretty cool.
But not that cool.
It was a 1964 Acadian.
Doesn't sound that
cool.
No,
it's pretty cool car.
Sounds like an old car.
Nope. Mm. It is, but it's cool.
No, it doesn't sound
you
cool.
You have to appreciate old, Lisa.
It'd be different if you said it was a 1964 Stingray.
No, it's a 1964 Acadian.
I don't appreciate it.
It was in the Chevy family.
Uh-huh.
Loved that car. Mm. Went like snot. Six-cylinder.
Sounds like a boat.
Could beat anybody on 8th Street because we used to go cruising
in
high school. That's what we did for fun.
Cruised.
Back in the day. Because now kids, God knows what they do.
Yeah.
But back then, you didn't get into trouble if you just went cruising.
Really?
And my car was the cruising car
because it could hold
six, seven if you squish people in the back.
Because it's a boat, Samantha.
Because it fit three across. Wow. On the front and the back.
It's a boat.
And I love that car because it had a great stereo. My dad put a funky stereo in it. And I drove it for years until my brother and I had to share it.
Wow. I think the Chevette was considered a little cooler.
The Acadian was super cool.
I think.
No, it was super cool.
Friends of the podcast, weigh in. Why don't you?
No.
Oh, because you know you're going
to
lose.
No, because you have to appreciate old.
I don't appreciate. Well, I do because I appreciate you. So I do appreciate old.
That's not funny.
It's funny.
That's not funny.
A little bit funny.
No. We would not have been friends in high school.
You know what we would have been?
We discussed this before.
We wouldn't have been friends, but you know what we would have been? We would have been like, hey, hey.
No,
I would have said, hey, I would have been high.
Because you were the preppy kid. Did you wear the sweater around the shoulders?
I'm sure at some point we did. Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's an indication that your parents had too much money.
Oh, look at it. She need a sweater. She must have cash. She got a sweater.
She got a sweater. Yeah, and you just said that you wore like Esprit and like polo
yeah.
Lacoste and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snotty.
Well,
you would have been a snotty kid.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We were good kids.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were.
No, you weren't. You've told me stories. You were bad. You went skiing.
We skipped a lot of school to go skiing or to the beach, right? And we partied in a field, right? And we told our parents, and the parents would be like, where are you going? We're going to Patty Hooch's. And the Hooch was like this big outdoor party, and it was just like a fire pit in the middle of nowhere where mm-hmm. like underage kids went and drank. Mm-hmm. And my mom would be like, where are you going? To Patty's. Who's Patty's? What's Patty's last name? Hooch? And where does Patty live? Just outside of town? And are Patty's parents going to be home? I think so.
Oh my God.
Okay, what time will you be home?
You're so bad.
So bad, hey?
But you know what? Because
we were bad.
You were bad.
But good bad. Like, not like, we didn't, like, maim people and hurt people.
No.
We weren't rude or disrespectful.
No, but you did bad
things. But we pushed the limits.
Yes, you did.
We did.
And I, okay, so.
Me and my posse. Yes. Me and my squad. I had a squad.
It's not a squad.
Well, I was part of a squad. I don't think I was the squad leader, but I was in the squad. Right?
Okay, so I think every kid. When they're in, like, was that in high school that you did that?
Yeah. Okay. I was still pretty cool outside of high school, too, but that was, but definitely high school.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Like, we used to go partying out at the small towns, uh-huh. just outside of
right.
Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Like, you could party in Saskatoon, and that was fine. We did some weird stuff there, too.
Yeah.
People's houses that were empty and
yeah.
things happened.
Yeah.
But the bush parties were the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's when you have the most fun.
Yeah.
And I remember.
And the cops always came. Yeah. Always
I remember
came.
I would always be the designated driver because I didn't drink when I was in high school.
Weren't you a good girl, Samantha?
I owed my parents that much.
I owed my parents nothing, apparently.
And that, well, there's other reasons. But anyways, so I would be the designated driver. So we would take my Acadian, pile everybody in, go out to the bush, go out to Clavette or wherever their party bush party was. And I would watch my friends systematically get drunker and fall over. And then we'd all pile back into the car. We're driving back to Saskatoon one night. And one of the girls was like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. Oh my God, do not get sick in my car.
Nice.
I was like, off the road.
But you mean to tell me that the Acadian didn't come with a backseat bathroom?
No.
In a car that size?
No.
No bathroom.
Stopped.
Weird.
Let her puke.
Nice.
Get out of my car.
Yeah.
Do not puke in the car. But that's what happened all the time. That's like what you do.
That's youth because you don't know your boundaries.
You don't. Well,
right?
And if you do, you want to go past them.
And the beauty with my car was it was really everybody's car. It was a community car. Everybody drove my car.
Really?
Yeah, we almost killed Colin James.
No.
Yes, my friend Mark McMaster and I, we almost ran him over.
Doing what?
Because he wasn't paying attention. He was walking. Just saying.
Was he walking in the road or on a sidewalk?
I don't remember. A long time ago. But I do know that we almost killed him. We almost hit him with the car. But we didn't. Nobody was the wiser. All was good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. Were you a little tipsy at the time?
I don't think... You know what? I don't think so. Because I think we usually had a designated driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't remember, though. It was a long time ago.
You're bad.
Not bad. We just... we just kind of had fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But
small town.
I bet... Okay. Were you the kid... When Rubik's Cube came out?
I took the stickers off and tried to put it back on the right
way. Oh, so you didn't actually try?
No, I didn't have the patience for it. No, I don't have the patience. I didn't have the patience for that thing. But it was too smart for me.
Really?
Yeah. Why, could you do it?
No.
No, because it's too smart for you. Because too smart for everybody.
No, it's not too smart for a lot. Well, there are people who can beat it.
But here's the funny thing, Samantha, is we own a Home Hardware, right? And so the Home Hardware had a toy section. So my sister and I, we would go down to the Home Hardware, we'd get a Rubik's Cube, and we'd try to change the stickers, and if we couldn't, we'd go get another one.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
You two were horrible.
We were horrible with that. We were horrible with that for sure. Taking stuff from the Home Hardware. Absolutely.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. But did you, okay. What about Pac-Man?
Yeah, Queen of Pac-Man.
Loved Pac-Man.
Waka, 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 waka. Yeah. I was like...
Thanks for the audio.
There you go. Right? You won't let me sing, but you'll let me do sound effects.
Yeah, apparently.
Right? Yeah, I loved Pac-Man.
Okay, but you were a big, huge royal person.
Yeah.
So always. You must have watched the wedding.
Absolutely. I got up and watched Princess Diana marry Prince Charles.
1981.
They messed up. She messed up her vows, called him the wrong name.
No.
Yes, because he's Charles Philip Arthur George, and she said it differently. She mixed it up. Yeah, she did. I remember.
And you were up?
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
During the whole thing.
I watched it in my mom and dad's room. I think my mom wasn't home. My dad was probably at work, or I don't know, but I remember watching it in their bedroom.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They may have been sleeping. I don't know.
So... Okay, so you became a news whore when?
The 80s were busy. In the 80s.
And you became a royal watcher?
I was a news whore from before the 80s because I used to listen to my granddad used to read the paper to me. So that just always was instilled.
Oh, okay.
So CNN, wonderful, news all the time.
Okay.
Royal family, absolutely. Loved them before, but that really was like a big tipping point, right, was the wedding.
Okay.
Because in school, you were talking about it and stuff.
That's
right?
True.
Yeah.
So we would have talked about it.
Absolutely.
Huh.
I know.
Go figure. Interesting.
I was very well rounded, wasn't I now? Oh dear, I just seemed very well rounded back in the day. Very mature for the 80s.
Yes, you were. Okay. Do you remember We Are the World?
Yeah. Do you remember Elf?
No.
What do you mean you don't remember
I
Elf?
I watched it.
Okay. So here's the thing. I love Elf. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have some Elf trivia for you. Because if you're a true child from the 80s, you know this. What's Elf's real name?
I have no idea.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
What's his color?
Brown?
No. He's burnt sienna.
His real name. Why would I know that?
Because my sister does.
Okay, fine.
Right? Who were his neighbors?
I have no idea.
The Achmonics. Right? What's his real name? Gordon Shumway. Where's he from? The planet Melmac.
How do you know that?
What was it? What did he always want to eat? Lucky and a pie with almonds. Lucky was the cat. I just know Elf trivia. Me and my kid sister know Elf trivia.
That's so weird.
We know so much Elf trivia.
I don't understand why.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Because we loved Elf.
I know.
Yeah. I loved him so much.
I don't understand why.
Do you remember when Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire?
Yes.
That was crazy, hey?
That was bad.
But you remember it.
Yeah, but it traumatized him for a long time.
Yeah, probably didn't help his weirdness.
No.
Probably didn't.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What about the Wall Street crash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Did
hey?
We know that? Did we know didn't that know, as kids?
We know that now.
We know that now, but not when then. We were children. Like,
no.
Teenager boppers. No.
What about AIDS?
Yeah.
Right? And how ignorant we were towards AIDS.
Very.
Because nobody... Oh, well, the theory is we didn't know any better. Right?
Yes.
So, and if you don't know better, you can't be better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But now you know better.
But now you know better.
Yes.
Right? And I think we were always worried about baby Jessica who fell in the well. Right?
Yeah, I remember baby Jessica.
Baby Jessica
I'm
falling
not laughing
in the well.
Because it's funny.
No. But it was such a big deal.
It was a big, yeah. Huge deal.
Yeah.
What about Dallas who shot JR?
Oh, right.
Remember?
Yep.
It was a big cliffhanger.
It was a big cliffhanger.
Big,
it was like,
huge.
Remember, it was on the front page of the TV Guide.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big, big, big deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of things on the front covers... For the very first time, Time magazine put a computer on its cover for 1982 because it was the year of the machine.
Year of the machine.
Because personal computers.
Wow, hey.
Big 1980.
Yeah.
1981.
That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What about, do you remember scratch and sniff stickers?
Yeah.
Do you remember those? Those are fun. I like love smells.
Yes, I know.
Right? Like, I love a good marker. Or a bingo dabber? Bingo dabber.
Yes, that's true. You smell.
Right?
You would smell markers at work.
I always smell markers. I love the smell of markers.
It's very odd.
And gasoline. Don't take that any more than what it is. Take it at face value.
That is so funny because the smell of gasoline My dad, when we lived in BC, in Oliver, my dad worked at one of the local garages, right? Yeah. And sometimes Michelle and I would have to go meet him after brownies or guides or whatever, and meet him at the garage, and he would drive us home.
Yeah.
And I remember waiting for him outside, and the smell of gasoline was always there. Mm. And I didn't mind the smell of gasoline.
I love gasoline. Yeah.
That sounds really odd now that I'm saying that.
If it can be sniffed, apparently I could be a sniffer. Right?
Oh my god. I might be too. That's so sad.
Right? You know, keep me away from the aerosol.
Oh, right? That's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so something else about the 80s was all of the Jane Fonda, Olivia Newton-John.
I hated that shit.
Let's get physical.
I hated all that. Physical. All of it.
And then the spandex and the leggings and the tight things up your butt and... Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
The headbands.
I don't actually remember any tight thing up my butt. Nope. Sorry, Samantha. You have different memories from the 80s than what I do.
No, I didn't wear that. It was in the aerobic videos or the music
I remember
videos.
The Jane Fonda workout video.
Yes.
I remember, I think my mom had the book. There was a book too, hey? Right, a big book. Yeah. My mom liked sweating to the oldies with Richard Simmons.
Yes, Richard Simmons is huge.
And my mom didn't do the exercise, but I love his music. Right, because it was all the 60s and shit like that. Right?
Sweating to the oldies,
listening to good music. Right? So don't make fun of mom's music, it's going to still be around. Right?
Well, she's not wrong.
She wasn't wrong.
She's not wrong.
Still around. Yeah.
No, the 80s were fun, though.
I think what the best part of the 80s was is I just think that it was, because it was our time, and it just seemed like now it's everything's so like, in your face. And in the 80s, who gave a shit?
Yeah.
Right.
We just kind of did our own thing. Everything was new.
Everything.
Technology was new. Fashion was starting to become really exciting. And music.
It was fun.
Art.
Yeah.
Movies. Everything was kind of gearing up to be this big, spectacular thing. And the 80s is kind of where it kind of birthed itself.
Yeah. You know?
It was fun.
And now the cool thing is, like for example, when we go for breakfast, if we go to Spitty's, all that they do...
Denny's.
I always think it's Smitty's. We go once a week and I always think it's Smitty's, don't I?
Denny's!
It's never going to stick with me. Ever. But they play all 80s music.
Yes, they do.
Right?
And that's why we like it there
sometimes. I want to be a cowboy. And you can be my cowgirl. Right? Like, it's so funny. Right?
Yeah, who doesn't? You know what? I like all 80s music too.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I do. I like it all.
Yeah.
I like to hear all the old hip hop.
Yeah.
And it's just, you hear it and you're like, I remember when I was doing this. And
right.
I remember high school and all that kind of stuff.
Salt and pepper.
Oh my God, I love salt and pepper.
All right. Push it real good. All of it. It was just, I think it was just kind of, maybe it's because that was our youth. So maybe like, I don't know what I should ask my millennials if they think, like when they think back to their youth, what they remember, if it's the same type of feeling.
Yeah.
Like a feel good feeling.
You know what it is though? Like, I don't think.
Things weren't too complicated yet.
No, they were not complicated
yet. I think that's part of it.
I think that high school was just high school and that you were going to plan your life outside of high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, things were just kind of plodding along. But now everything is so like... Rah!
And I don't think anybody really expected much from anybody.
No.
Right? Like, you know, like I always... And I've said this before. My mom's thing was, right? You know what? Just can you graduate high school and wear a bra in public? Right?
Just two things.
Mom, I can do that for you, Mom.
Yeah, I got that.
I can do that.
Yeah. It just seems so much... I don't know. Maybe it just seemed... Because there wasn't so much weighing us down.
Or we didn't... Or maybe the difference is that we didn't have access to all the stuff that was weighing the world down.
True.
Right? So now you can find it everywhere, right? Whereas in the 80s, other than like, you know, the odd place, it just wasn't quite as in your face.
The World Wide Web wasn't introduced until the late 80s.
So weird, hey?
Yeah, by this British scientist guy.
Yeah.
So the World Wide Web hadn't been, it didn't really come to fruition until the end of the 80s.
Like, whatever happened, remember good old Ask Jeeves? Remember him?
Yeah.
Right? He's like a little butler. You asked him. Yeah. I love Jeeves. I miss Jeeves.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's good. We've progressed.
Yeah.
But I really loved my childhood. I liked my high school years.
I think because of how the winter's been in Saskatoon, Samantha, I just needed to go back to my youth.
Well, it made me happy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and play my Go-Go's album.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, and I got Billy Joel. Oh, my God, Billy Joel.
No, I don't care about him.
No, I like him. Glass Houses is good.
It's showing that you weren't that exciting.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I have an Aha album as well.
Okay.
And Mr.
No, not Mr. You should never.
Bon Jovi.
You should never say that in public. You should never say. What should you never say in public? I have the Mr. album. You should never ever say that.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Calm down.
I know. I couldn't resist, though.
All right.
I have Mr. Can I borrow it?
Okay. Can we just move along, please? How's your I shake my head for this week, Lisa?
Oh, I'm kind of mad.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I'm kind of mad at Tim Hortons. So, friends of the podcast,
Tim Hortons,
I'm sure you've heard about it, but it's like the Canadian, the typical Canadian
coffee
chain. Coffee donut shop, right? Mm-hmm. And every year they do the roll up the rim.
Woohoo!
Yeah. No.
I just want a coffee.
Yeah, you just want a coffee. I've won nothing. And I'm kind of choked because they have donuts, they have the Timbits, and my Tim Hortons that I go to never has any of it. You know what they have? They're a muffin shop. I'd like a muffin or a bagel, please. Right? That's what they have. They advertise the special Valentine's Day. They have the Valentine's Day donut. Mm-hmm. Mine, don't put the sticker up because you never have had it. Yeah. So mad. Yeah. Every day, but yet I still go because I need to get my drink or my tea or my coffee.
Well, and it's inside.
And it's inside, and it's not far.
Why don't you go to the Tim Hortons that's in the...
It's a further walk.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I go to the one
to
in the
food court?
Further walk.
Well, it's not like you don't need the exercise.
But I don't like to exercise. So I don't want to do the extra steps. Right? You don't see me with a Fitbit on, Samantha. Right? There's no Fitbit on this wrist.
All right.
Right? I'm not counting nothing.
No,
okay. Not counting calories. Not counting my wrinkles. And I'm not counting my steps.
Yeah, you start counting your wrinkles, you're going to probably want to slit your throat.
Yeah, at some point. Right? Even though yours are a little deeper because you're a little bit older.
Really?
But so that's why I shake my head. I haven't won anything. And there's never any good food there anymore. And I was just there like today and I was just like, you know, you just disappoint me, Tim Hortons. That's all.
Now, have a donut. You're a donut shop. Have a donut.
Have a donut. You're a donut shop. And you know what? The old-fashioned plain doesn't count. Right? That and the honey dip. That's what they have.
Oh, really? That's it, eh?
The honey dip, the old-fashioned plain, and then they do...
Not even a chocolate.
No. The apple fritter.
Oh.
Ugh. Yeah. Right? And not a Timbit. Oh, but did you want a little strudel bit? No, I want a Timbit, not a strudel. I want a Timbit. I want the donut hole. If I can't have the donut, which apparently you have an issue with, Tim Hortons, I want the hole. Oh, but that's right. You can't have the hole at your location because you don't have the donut where the hole came from.
Stop going there.
Ugh. Just saying.
You have such angst over coffee and a donut.
So now I'm buying a croissant that's like 280 calories.
Right. What does it matter? A donut's no better.
I know, but it just seems... But a donut is an indulgence and yummy. A croissant is just like, I'll have a croissant because I'm here and I need to eat. Yeah.
Okay.
That's mine. It's a little bit bitter. I apologize.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Angst with the Tims. Right?
Well, I have an eye shake my head.
Okay.
That involves Betty.
Oh.
Okay. So, I took Betty to the Honda dealership here in town because of the recall.
Yes.
And it's not just Hondas. It's anybody that had the Tanaka airbag, passenger airbag. Was under the recall.
Okay.
So it was very busy, and that's fine. Let me do my thing. Please, I'll have my car as soon as you can get it to me. That'd be great. A lot of angst around my car.
Well, you had some separation anxiety. Friends of the podcast, you would have thought that she was like taking her baby to kindergarten for the first day. Yeah. Mommy will just be in the corner watching class, watching you do your ABCs. Right?
So
it's a car.
Yeah, I know. So I go, my dad, he came with me and I went to my parents and we had lunch and we were talking. All of a sudden my phone's ringing and I'm like, oh, that's okay. Answer. It's the Honda dealership. And the gentleman starts saying, hi, this is blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so we found a few things in your car. And I'm like, interesting. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, you need this filter and you need this flushed and you need this flushed. And this is how much it's going to cost. And would you like us to do that for you today? No, but thank you for telling me. I'll let my mechanic know. I appreciate it.
Dude.
So all I thought was, one, I knew they were going to do this because they probably think I know nothing.
Right.
And they want to make some kind of money off of me.
Even the recall's free, right?
The recall is free for me. But they must be getting paid.
They have to.
From the manufacturer of the airbag.
Yeah.
For the recall.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so.
Like, they're a dealership. They didn't make the car.
No, that's right. That's right. Right? They didn't craft it themselves.
They didn't craft it. So they're getting paid already.
Yeah.
To do this. But they were trying to get more money out of me. And I can either take it one of two ways. One, they don't think I know about my car.
Right.
And they don't realize that I take care of my car and I have my own mechanic.
Yes.
Or two, they thought they could scare me into thinking, oh my God, I have to deal with my car and I should just, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I'll spend $500.
Now, had they phoned me, I would be like, okay, sure.
No.
Because I don't know anything about cars.
No.
Other than the fact I drive one.
You don't ever say yes.
I do.
Until you figure out if it's a necessity.
Yes.
Or if they're just trying to make a buck off of you.
Which.
And so I was just like, appreciate you telling me. I'll let my mechanic know. Who is my father?
Well, Larry's out of body.
And Larry pulled out that manual, because he's got a manual for Betty. And we investigated, and the fluids don't need to be done right away.
Yeah.
And the air filter is like $20 at Canadian Tire. So Dad's going to do that on his own.
Right. Larry's got Betty's best interest at heart.
But I was kind of like, I don't know if I should feel like, I feel like dealerships wouldn't get a bad rap if you didn't always feel like they were trying to rip you off.
Well, I guess that's the thing, right? Yeah.
And I'm trying not to be judgmental, but I felt like I needed to share this because I am shaking my head because I feel like on one hand, you thought I would just say, sure, oh my God, of course.
Yes.
Take care of my car. Yeah.
And not to say that there aren't dealerships that really are that fantastic that if they have a problem and they see a problem, they educate you on it.
I've never been there before.
Yeah.
I am not their customer.
Yeah.
I didn't buy my vehicle from them.
Yeah.
I bought it
privately.
So they obviously, this gentleman did say to me when he sold me Betty that he had gone to the Honda dealership to get any kind of like thing done, oil changes and stuff.
Yeah.
So they probably had a record of her.
Right.
But.
So they probably looked her up.
Probably.
Maybe asked her. Hey, Betty, when was the last time your oil got
and
changed?
And she's like, don't touch me. Right? Don't touch me.
My mama didn't say you could touch me there. It should just my airbag.
Look at me.
All right.
So I'm trying not to, I was just not surprised that I got a phone call saying, would you like to spend X amount of dollars?
More dollars than what you're here for.
Yeah. So all I have to say is I warn all people who own vehicles. If you don't know anything about it, learn the basics.
Yeah. See, that's good.
Learn
that's
the basics of when you change things.
That's a good word.
Of when Those things are good should words, be changed. And if big things happen. Get a second opinion. Because.
Just like your health.
Ugh,
yeah.
It's huge money. And they can rip you off.
I think that's a good I shake my head. I would have shook my head a bit.
I'm lucky. I know a bit about my car.
Yeah.
My father knows lots about my car. Yeah. He knows a lot about cars and repair work.
Yeah.
And how much it costs.
That's good. That's handy.
It's handy to know.
That's a good one. But I'm glad to know Betty did okay.
Betty's fine.
Betty's good.
She's like, Mommy, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you too, honey.
And the reunion continued.
I did. I was so happy to see you again.
I know, Samantha.
Like,
I know. You don't do good with stuff like that.
No, I don't.
At all.
All right. Enough of that.
Okay.
Next week's topic.
We're moving on.
Oh, my God. Could be interesting. The things you accidentally hear when you're not supposed to be listening.
Yes.
This could be in a lineup, at the pharmacy.
At the grocery store.
At the grocery store. In a dentist's office.
In a bathroom.
In a bathroom. In a doctor's office.
Could be anywhere.
We're spilling the secrets of strangers.
So all week, Samantha, then, we need to document.
Yes.
What we hear.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? And then we'll compare notes. I think it's going to be fun.
It could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And then we'll probably throw in a few other fun things,
yes,
too.
Yes, of course. Right? Always.
Can't let all the beans out of the bag.
No.
Right?
Okay, now remember, if you like what you hear, you can support the podcast by going to ishakemyhead@podbean.com and click on the Become a Patron button. For just $2, you can get a shout out on our podcast and it goes up from there.
Lots of different things that you can donate and you can get different prizes.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And also, you can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, YouTube, and Google Play. And our social media is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Samantha, you do that so well.
Thank you, Lisa. I wrote it down.
Yes, you did. For that, she has a note.
Because my memory is shot.
Because you're old.
Because I'm old.
That's what's happening.
All right,
friends of the podcast, have a great week. Samantha, always a pleasure.
Should be.